Hai v'yesoviya hi mechaleles my dorish bay. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk is only talking about an arusa and not an nesuya. So why does the pasuk say oviya? According to Rabbi Akiva, the word oviya was to teach us nar hamarasa. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, what do we need the word oviya for? So Mora says, oviya mechaleles my dorish bay. Mi burner, we need it likidatonit, like we learn like this. How Rabbi Meir used to say, what does the pasuk mean that if a bas koyin goes to do znus, she's mechalal, she profanes her father? It means to say like this, that people used to like curse the father and say like this, shem hoyu noigim by kodesh. If the father was a respectful person, they gave him the hold he was a kodesh, noigim by choyel. Now they would act like him as if he's choyel, a normal choyel. Covered if they just gave him respect until now, negin by bizayim, they were contempt against him. They would not act so nice to him anymore. But rather, even they would say to him like this, Arur, you are cursed, shezu yolet, that you gave birth to such a child like this. Arur, shezu gidol, cursed you are that you raised such a daughter like this. And Arur, cursed you are, sheyotzezel melechaitzav, that she went out, she came out from between your loins. So they used to curse the father, to say it was a little bit the father's fault. You did not give her a good chinuch, that's why she went out to do this. Amar Rav Ashi, Rashi says, Keman karinin rishoi bar rishoi. According to who? Do we call a Rasha, not only a Rasha himself, but we call him a Rasha bar Rasha. Let's say his father's also a Rasha. V'yafilu l'rishia bar tzadika. Even though really the father's a tzadik, but still if the tzadik now has a son, that's a Rasha, we call the Rasha, Rasha bar Rasha. Keman, who does this go like? You see here, even though the Kain himself, the father was a Kaidish, but since he had such a daughter that did Znus, we call him also Ara, we give him these curses. So if you have a child that's a Rasha, the father also gets a shame Rasha. That's the Pasuk, Esoviya, he mechalela. She profanes the father also. Then the Mishnah ends off. Zoom in, then Mishnah ends off. Zoom mitzvah haniskolim. This is the mitzvah how we stone, and the Mishnah doesn't say it, talk about stoning. My Tano, what is this Tano talking about? Diktoni zu mitzvah san iskolim. The Mishnah does not say anything special about niskolim. It just says there are b'misas nimsu lebezdin. It doesn't say anything special about niskolim. It's much like this, mishum de Tano. Because in the last parak we just finished, in Nigmar Adin it says, moitziyin oisil eskila, we take him, as somebody has a chi eskila, we take him out, and beis haskila, hayu gevoyish te koymois, that the house where they threw him off from was the height of two people at least. So it says all the loch is about skila. The yadi to call boiler misni mitzvah sanasrafim. Now, in this parak, the next mishnah, we're going to talk about how do we burn the person. Is therefore tori nami zu mitzvah sanaskolim. Like now, before we start talking about the mitzvah sreifa, we end up and say zu mitzvahs hanaskolim is the last parak that we spoke about the halachas of niskolim. That was the mitzvah of niskolim. Now the mishnah says mitzvah sanasrafim. If somebody is chayiv sreifa, let's say this bas koyin that went out znus. She's chayiv sreifa. How do we do it? Hoyu mishakin oisai. We would put his feet down inside the ground, the zevel into manure. We would put his feet stick his feet into the ground. And the reason is because we'll soon see we have to pour some hot lead down his throat. So we do not want him to move back and forth, and then maybe the lead will fall in the other part of his body. So we would put him down ad arkvoisov until they say it's girkov, until his knees. In other words, that he could sit. Calm on the ground, so he would not have to move one way or the other way. So he would put his feet into the ground, into the manure. The noisnin sudar kosher. Now the problem is we have to get him to open up his mouth, because the sreifa was that we threw hot lead down his mouth. So a normal guy will not want to open up his mouth. He'll stay there with his mouth shut. So how do we get his mouth opened? So the Tanakam holds, he used to start to strangle him. And by strangling him a little bit, he'll start choking. That's the way they get him to open his mouth. So that's what they did. Suda, they had a hard cloth. Kosher, letoicharaka. A hard cloth, which would do the job, make him open up his mouth, but inside a soft one. Because if it's too hard, it'll cut his neck. It may kill him that way. They didn't want to cut his neck. So they put a soft cloth around the hard cloth. So that the hard cloth would do the job to start to choke him, and the soft cloth would protect the neck. The kerech al-tzavar, they would wrap it around his neck. Zeh moishach etzloi, one aid would start pulling it towards him. And the second aide would start pulling the other side of the cloth towards him, and the guy would start to be strangled. All the men will open up his mouth. Oh, now that he has his mouth open, now they stop pulling. And umadlik esapsila, they lit a wick, which the Gemara says means they lit up a piece of lead. And when the lead melted down, hot lead, they would throw the hot lead down his mouth. Now, if you read this l'tech meiv, it would go down to his stomach, it would come down inside. It would burn up his kishkes, the inside, and that's the way he would die. That's called sreifa. The outside body was not touched, it was just the inside, they burned up the inside. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, afu emes biyodom lihoye mekayomim boy mitzvah sreifa. Listen, if you're going to play around and start strangling him first to get him to open up his mouth, maybe he'll die when you're strangling him. And if he dies that way, when you're pulling his neck here and there, you are not mekayim mitzvah sreifa. So it's too dangerous to open up his mouth that way. You may kill him by strangling him. He may be an auction, the guy. I'm not opening my mouth. And you may have to kill him by strangling him before he opens. So he won't be mekayim mitzvah sreifa. So therefore, Yehuda says like this, Ella rather, what do we do? Poseich es piv pitzavas. Stam, take a pliers. Take a pliers and start to pull open up his mouth. Do not choke him, but just to play with the mouth itself. Shalai b'tavosta, without his will. Don't ask him, just take a pair of pliers and open up his mouth. Then the rest, umadlik es apsila, we would light up a wick of a lead. This hot lead we would throw down his mouth. The yaredus atoich meiv would go down to his stomach. The chaynerus as b'nei meiv, it would burn up. That's where the sreifa was. It would burn up the inside, the kishkes. That's where the sreifa. Omer Rabbi Loza ben Sadik. Mahis argues and says, no. I once saw bebas koyin achas, one bebas koyin, she zinsa, she did znus, and therefore the misa, she was mechuyiv sreifa. And what did the bezin do there? The kiful chavilei zmeris. They wrapped around with twigs from the vine. The sulfur, and they literally burnt her. They made a bonfire, and they put her in the bonfire. So that's the way you do sreifa. Or mulad, the chomza back to Abelazah, don't bring me any proof from that action. Mifnei shlehoya bezdin shaloysoi shoboki. The bezdin that did that type of a misa were not pekiyim. They did not know the locha, and the Gemara says they were tzedukim. That they do not dash in Torah Shabbat Peh. They only dash in what the Torah actually says. The Torah says you should burn her. So they took her and burnt her. But that's not the locha. We do not burn them. We just throw hot lead down their throat. Now the Gemara says, my psila, what does the Mishnah mean by a wick? How many there is, you just light a menorah, you light a wick, and you throw the wick down the mouth. Omer Rav Masna, no. Psila shel aver. It means like a block of lead. And you burn it, you melt it down, and you throw that down the throat. Now, minolan, how do we know this? That's called sreifa. Maybe sreifa means literally burn her. How do you know just to burn the inside, not the outside? Tomorrow says, ask yos for sreifa miyadas kerich. We'll learn that from another place the Torah says sreifa, but yadas kerich, it says also they burnt up yadas kerich. And malhal, just like over there, we'll soon see how we know it. Sreifas neshama of the guf kayin. It was only a sreifa of inside, the neshama left, but not the guf, the body was still kayin. As afkan here also by the mitzvah sreifa neshama, the guf kayin, it's a sreifa like this, we throw the hot lead down, you just kill him like, but the body stays okay. Detail. Now, that's the first Monday of Rav Masna. Oh, no, not Rav Masna. Tavmina. Right, more Muslim explain. Muslim explain that. Right. Now, Rav Leza. Here.
Yeah, you're right.
The first Tanakam just says. Now, Rav Leza, let me know. Ask your Sreifa, Sreifa Mibnei Aaron. It says by Nodav Yaviyu. It says their Sreifa also. Now, Malhal, just like over there, Sreifa Nishama Vaguf Kayim. Just two. Shoots of fire went down the nostrils and killed the neshama, but the guf was kayin. Is afkan here also a mitzvah sreifa? Is sreifas neshama? You just like kill his neshama, but for guf kayin the body stays intact. Now man the yal of me adas kerach. The Tanakam learns that from das kerach. Minole, your question: how do you know by adas kerach there the sreifa was not literally burnt up? How do we know it was only the neshama? The Chassidus says over there, the ace mach toy sachatoyim leila. B'nafshoysam means they did the chet b'nafshoysam with their souls, as if to say b'nishmosam nisrefes v'gufkayim. the chet was done by Nafshoisom, she's learning that's the way the misa was also. That the misa was only done to Nafshoseyim, and like Rashi says, the loy begufan. He dashes not the guf, the body was detached, was not touched, it was only the neshama. Viduch, Reb Lezer says, no, he has to learn it out from Aaron, Bnei Aaron, not from Kairach. He holds there now, the attacker, they were burnt. Reb Lezer holds that by Adas Kairach, they were literally burnt. The Pasuk says, B'nafshayisom, ha'hi sreif from Amishayahi. That was, they really burnt him. Umay B'nafshayisom, what does the Pasuk mean that did a chet? B'nafshayisom? So it just means, Sheneschayvu sreif for aliskein of Nafshayis. Just means the cost of the chet that they did to themselves, that's why the chayiv misa. Yeah. And what does it mean on Nafshayisom? We'll soon see, because they accepted chanifus, they accepted presents from Kerech. How did Kerech get his ados by all the people, 250 people to agree with him? He chanfed them. He paid them off. So that was the chet. That's called the Nafshayisom, means they did a chet. Their own nefesh had enjoyment from Kerech. And could Rosh Lakish, like Rosh Lakish says, the Yom Rosh Lakish, what does the Pasuk say? When the chanifus, you want to get someone on your side, so you pay him off, lag mog, you make a suda for him. Then right away he'll come with his teeth and hit you. That means, b'shvil chanufa, shechnifu lekerach, al iskai legima, the fact that Kerach went around to invite everybody else to a suda, he gave them food to eat, so he convinced them to be on his side. He brought upon them the Sar Shogahenim, Shinov, his teeth. That he ended up, the 250 people ended up to be burnt. But I call upon him, how were they burnt? A real Srefer, Blazer holds. The Pasuk B'Nafshayisom just means that's how Kerech convinced them, that he paid them off, he gave them a nice Suda, and then he convinced them to be on his side to argue against the Moshe. But the actual Srefer was a complete Srefer. Therefore, Blazer has learned out from B'nai Aaron. Uman the Yalef of Bnei Aaron, according to Rabbi Lezer, he learns out that the Sreifers like the Bnei Aaron were burnt. Minole, how do we know there that they were burnt, the Neshama and not the Guf? The Chassidus says over there by another Baviyu, Vayumoyis l'fnei Hashem.
That they died in front of Hashem, and it says what? Yudashim means Kein Nisa. Now it says Vayumoyis, so they died. So like a regular death. We say they were burnt. So Pshat is, the burning was only inside, but the actual body was just like a person died. Vidach, the other man Yom that says, no, they were really burnt. Haru, that the Pesach says, V'yamusa, they died. Vidach, who's right from Amishevi? It was really, they were really burnt. V'maydach sir, V'yamusa, what does the Pesach mean, V'yamusa? It just means, the aschul bul megavoy, that the burning started inside them. Kiyen misa, like a regular misa, like we'll soon see, the time like we learned, that the two strings of fire went into the nose. But he holds, once the misa started, the strafe started inside them, then the strafe burnt the whole body also. So that's why it's called Vayamosu, they died, as if to say they died a death, a regular death, because the misa first started inside them.
Without the goof.
They burned them up completely, how
later... The Tanya Abba Yosi ben Dostoy Yomer. Shnei chutin shel eish yotzim beis kodesh hakadoshim. Two strings of fires came out from the base kodesh hakadoshim. The nechleku liarbor divided into four strings of fire. The nichnesu shnayim bechotmei shalzeh u'shnayim bechotmei shalzeh. In the bone of two people, each nostril received one string of fire. For a sulfur, and it burnt them up. So that's how the misreifa started inside. So according to one man, the yom, it only was inside, not on the outside. And according to the Tanna Kamma, it went to the outside also. The pasuk says, "Vatoichol oisam." It says the lashon of oisam, it burned them up. So what, according to the man, the yom, that the whole body was burnt. So what's the oisam and not something else? What else not? You're telling me the body was burnt. So he'll learn the Tanna Kamma, oisam v'lo bigdayim. The diyuk is, their whole body was burnt true, but not the clothing. The clothing was not burnt. That's the pasuk. For the good, so that's how we learn out Sreifa is the guf, the neshama, and not the guf. For the Gemara, why? You want to know how to do the mitzvah Sreifa, learn how you burn a paranas rafim. There's a pashas of kabonis, certain kabonis are brought to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the Sreifa is done outside the base of Mikdash. You burn the whole power. You know how you burn it there? You make a big fire, and you put the pieces of meat of the power on the fire and burn it. So you see, Sreifa means literally to burn it. So maybe a person also that's chayis sreifa learned that from poor man sreifa, and you have to burn it completely. Mal halan sreifa mamish, a real burning. Afkan sreifa mamish. Maybe the misa also of a bas kain is the sreifa mamish. Smor says no. Mistabris more of a svara meyodim hevel lamela. I learned that rather from either b'nei Aaron or b'nei Korach that the people the way they were killed. Shekain odem, they're also an odem. Chayta, they did averas there. They were killed because of an avera. Here also, this bas kain were killed because of an avera. Nishama, it's a question of taking away nishama and pigul. That Rashi speaks out that by both of them, it's not shayach pigul. By people, you don't have pigul. Mashenga, by purim anasrof, and by a korbin, it's possible that then you have pigul. So that's the svar to learn out adam from adam, and not from purim anasrofim. So where's no other rabba? Be purim anasrofim have a little melam. It's more of a svar from purim anasrofim. Shekain machshir, they're both machshirim. In other words, a power is what you do about something that happened. Here also, when you kill somebody, she already did the chet. Now it's only how do you act with that chet. Mashen kein, by the Bnei Aaron, there wasn't an action for the chet. And also Lederus. Here, mitzvah sreif is Lederus. Purman Asrafim is Lederus for future generations. So there, by Adas Kerich and Bnei Aaron, it was a special mitzvah at that time. It doesn't happen Lederus. So maybe learn out from Purman Asrafim. Mar still says, no, Hanech Nefishim. Still, the other ones are more. There are more reasons to learn out. Adam, Adam, Chet, Neshama, Pigel, those are more reasons. Now, Man Diyalef, Meyadas Kerich, the ones that says the Meyadas Kerich, there was just the Neshama was burnt, not the Guf. My time lo Yalef and Leyarin, why doesn't learn out from Leyarin? So he says, no, who's right from Amish, how boy? There he holds, no, he holds Leyarin, were burnt inside and outside. If so, Venelef Mino, says, so if you hold that's the Pshat of Leyarin, so learn out Sreifa from Bnei Aaron. Who told you to learn out Sreifa of killing? From Adas Kerach, learn it out from Bnei Aaron. You see, a Sreifa was the Gufan. Om Rav Nachman, Nachman says, Om Rav Barahu, Om Akron, the Pesach says, V'yahavta l'reicha k'meicha. You're supposed to love your friend. And even b'shas, you kill him, borrow la Misa Yofa. So if you have a choice, where to learn out Misa from? From Bnei Aaron, which was Gufan. Or Adas Kerach, which was only the Neshama. Which one is more nicer to give? One that only kills the neshama without the goof? That's the swirl enough of Bnei Aaron. Yeah. The chimiyacha dikad Rav Nachman. Once you have Rav Nachman swirl, so then gzera shovel umli. What about that gzera shovel for of sreifa then? Yes, Rasam. And must know ilav gzera shovel mino sreifas neshama v'guf kayim lav sreifi. I would have thought to say, you know what? That's not called a sreifa. True in svara, you're right. But maybe that's not called a sreifa. When the Torah says to burn her, maybe it means the body. How do I know that a sreifa of the neshama without the goof is called a sreifa? So, therefore, I need a gzera shava. So, that's why I need a gzera shava. Kaim la sreifa, klal. And vi mishum v'hatu recha kamaycha, lofresh leicha vile zmeris. If it meant really to burn her, the prophet says, v'hafta. So what you should do, put on a lot of, make the fire very hot. Put on a lot of chavili zmeris there, a lot of sticks, twigs. Ki echad lisra flago, that she should be burnt up fast. But maybe you have to burn it completely. Kamashma, that's why no. I need the Gzera Shava to teach us that it's possible a sreifa of just a neshama. Therefore, it's a svara. We have to do that sreifa, not the other sreifa of Bnei Aaron. Now, it says, Ukvar hoya Moshe v'yaren mahalcha maderech. Moshe and Aaron are walking in the road. For Nadav Aviyu Mahalcha Machrayim, and Nadav Aviyu was walking behind them. For Chol Yisrael Achrayim, the rest of Klai Yisrael was behind them, behind both of them. Now, Oh Malo Nadav Aviyu, Nadav spoke to his friend Aviyu. Ey Mosai Yimoysu Shnei Tekeinu Malolo. When will these two older people die already, Moshe and Aaron? Vani Viyata Nina Gesador, and me and you will take over the generation. That's the way they were talking. Yizom Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said back to them, Hanira Mikavres Mi. You talk like that. Let's see who's going to bury who. Lend up that Moshe is going to bury you. Amr Papa says, Hainu Diyam Rinshi, this is a famous statement that people say, Nafishi Gamli Sabi, you have a lot of older camels, the tini that they carry on top of them, Moshe the Hugni, the skins of young camels. Now sometimes older ones, you can never tell why, but certain camels outlive other ones, and the older ones carry the younger ones. That's what happened here. That Moshe V'Yaron, they carried, they had another reveal. Right. Omer Rabbi Elozo, or Rabbi Elozo, Lama Talmud Chocham Doim Elefnei Yamaretz. How does a Talmud Chocham